What's up, everybody? You're listening to the Locked On Yankees podcast, your daily podcast covering the New York Yankees. We are brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. If you're a new listener to our show, hello and welcome. I hope you enjoy today's episode. It's the first one of 2019. I'm your host, Stacey Gottsoulias. You can follow me on Twitter at Locked On Yankees or at my personal account, Stace Gotts. You can listen to and subscribe to Locked On Yankees on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, Player FM, and every other podcast platform available. You can also listen to the show on our website, LockedOnYankees.com. And finally, you can play Locked On Yankees on your smart speakers by saying play podcast Locked On Yankees. As always, you can email questions or comments to LockedOnNYY@gmail.com. So before we get into today's episode, let me first say Happy New Year. Today is January 7th, so I can still say it and not sound like a total jackass. At least I'm not saying it in February. I hope you all had a very nice ending to your 2018. Hope your holidays were fun and everyone was healthy. I hope that you had fun giving and receiving gifts, no matter what holiday you celebrated. I apologize for not recording for a while. I kind of needed a break to end the year, but I am raring to go and excited that spring training is only weeks away. Sure, it's over a month, but it's still weeks. We're in the single digits now, so we're close. We have some exciting things coming up in 2019 on the Locked On Network, so you should look forward to it because I'm looking forward to it. So let's get into it. On today's episode of Locked On Yankees, we'll be talking about Troy Tulowitzki, who's now a Yankee. I know it's weird. You can say it's weird because it's weird. We'll talk about Zach Britton coming back. We'll discuss D-Rob leaving and going to the Phillies. And of course, we'll talk about Manny Machado because we have to talk about him until he signs somewhere. So first up, Troy Tulowitzki, who signed with the Yankees last week. And the news was surprising, yet not surprising. I think the timing of it was surprising, but I don't think the actual signing was surprising. I kind of had this feeling deep in my giant gut that as soon as the Blue Jays released him, that the Yankees would take a flyer on him to fill in for Didi until Didi came back. And that's what happened. Now, when the news came across the wire, otherwise known as Twitter, a lot of Yankee fans were not happy because they saw this move as Tulowitzki being chosen over Manny Machado, which I don't think is true. I hope to God it's not true. I mean, I'll get more into the Machado stuff when I talk about him, but I really don't think that Tulowitzki is a replacement for Machado. I really don't. And if he is, the Yankees front office and ownership are being really cheap and silly. And Yankee fans have a right to be angry if that turns out to be the case. But I really hope it's not the case. And Tulowitzki has had his injury problems the past two seasons. They claim that the last surgery he had, I believe it was to remove bone spurs from both of his heels. They say that he should be fine, but we'll see about that. And Tulowitzki, you know, he wore number two because he loved Derek Jeter. He showed up to the Yankee game that one time in 2014, and people were like, oh my God, he really wants to be a Yankee. And that was while he was still with the Rockies before he went to Toronto. I think the Yankees were actually playing Toronto that day, if I recall correctly. So that was a whole thing also. It wasn't surprising that, you know, like the reports came out that other teams were offering him guaranteed starting position and this and that. I mean, who knows? The reports could be lying because people were saying, oh, at least 14 teams. I'm like, 14 teams really were interested in Troy Tulowitzki after the last two seasons that he had? He's seemingly made out of glass. You really want to do that? And the Yankees signed him to a low-risk, low-cost deal. So I don't think he would be replacing Machado. I really hope not. But I like the move. I think it's a smart move. You know, no skin off their back if he doesn't do well, because hopefully Dee Dee is healing the way he's supposed to. Although he was shooting off fireworks. I can't remember if it was around the New Year or around Christmas, but somewhere in that time frame, and he was showing it on Instagram. And I was thinking, dude, what are you doing? Don't blow your hands off setting off fireworks. What is the matter with you? So the big reason that Tulowitzki signed with the Yankees is because they gave him a full no-trade clause. They're only paying him $555,000. Okay. You know what I mean by only? This is in baseball terms. Only $555,000. And Toronto is paying $38 million over the next 2 years. So the Yankees can pretty much cut him at any time at nearly no cost. I mean, $555,000 to the Yankees is like a dollar to me. Maybe not. Maybe 50 cents to me. So, yeah. Actually, no. You know what? That's like a dime to me. That's how rich the Yankees are. That's another thing we'll talk about later. That's something that came out last week with regards to what they make and how much they spend on payroll. And the difference between the two during the past 20 or so years, and the gap that is getting bigger and bigger. So Tulowitzki was signed after the Yankees watched him work out twice in California. And Cashman said during a conference call this past Friday, "We're going into this with a commitment level to try Troy Tulowitzki at shortstop." That was hard to say. Try Troy Tulowitzki. Try Troy Tulowitzki. Now, if he plays well, but there's no room for him when Dee Dee comes back, they can't trade him. But of course, I mean, like I said, he didn't play at all last season. He had two heel surgeries, and he only played 66 games in 2017 because he had hamstring and ankle injuries. So his bottom half of his body is just, it's a mess. So I don't think anyone's really expecting him to come out and hit, you know, 20 home runs in the first month and do really well. It would be nice and surprising if he did. That would be something. What on earth would the Yankees do if that happened? Because they couldn't just cut him. Be like, thanks for all these home runs, but Dee Dee's back. But like I said earlier, I don't think that signing Troy Tulowitzki to a $555,000 contract would be the reason why the Yankees don't sign Manny Machado. I don't think they're picking Troy Tulowitzki over Manny Machado. If they don't sign Manny Machado, if he goes somewhere else, if their offer was not good enough, then they seriously weren't into it, and they had no intention of signing him. And if that's the case, they shouldn't have gone through the hoops that they went through. They shouldn't have put on this whole, oh, let's meet with you and let's go to dinner and this and that, if they didn't want to sign him all along. But again, they have the money to do it. There's no reason why they shouldn't do it. And it would be ridiculous if they didn't. Next up, we'll talk about the bullpen, which is seeing some changes and could see more changes before the start of training camp. That's next. But first, this weekend, the Yankees and Zach Britton agreed to a 3-year deal to bring him back to the Bronx after they lost David Robertson in free agency last week. Although I don't think they really had any intention of bringing D-Rob back because of that whole playoff share thing. I'll get into that again later. As for Britton, it's a 3-year, $39 million deal. The Yankees can exercise a fourth-year option after the 2020 season that's worth $14 million, which would make the total value of the deal up to $53 million. If the team chooses not to trigger that option, Britton can opt out, and at that point, he will have made $26 million. Not bad. Now, I know some people weren't jazzed about bringing Britton back, but Britton's 31, David Robertson's 34. Not that D-Rob was bad. D-Rob was great. But, you know, Britton went 1-0 with a 2.88 ERA in 25 innings. He finished with seven saves. He had 34 strikeouts in just about 40 innings and 41 appearances. Is that lights out? No. Was he coming back from surgery? Yes. So, could be totally different this season. He could be lights out this season. Or he might not be lights out. That's the beauty about the Yankees bullpen. They have a bunch of arms in that bullpen that can help them out. I like the move. I think it's great. Am I sad to see David Robertson go? Sure, because I like D-Rob. I'll always think of him fondly. But I really believe that the story about him leading that vote for playoff shares and leaving some people out may have left a bad taste in people's mouths. And I know that's really funny to say with the Yankees because of everyone talking about how greedy they are. And I actually kind of did in the last segment. But I think when it comes to playoff shares, if someone contributes to the season, no matter what they've done, they should get a share. I think that that didn't help him. I think what also didn't help was that he, Robertson, was negotiating himself without an agent. As for Britton, he had began 2018 on the DL after he tore his right Achilles tendon last December. December is last December. December of 2017. So he didn't make his season debut until almost the middle of June. He appeared in 16 games. He went 1-0 with a 3.45 ERA. He collected 4 saves, and then he was traded by the Orioles. He didn't allow a run in his last 8 Baltimore appearances, and he only surrendered 3 hits over 8 innings. Now, as you all remember, in 2016, Britton was insane. He had, like, Mariano Rivera in the playoffs numbers in the regular season. And he converted, this is from ESPN, he converted an AL record 60 consecutive save opportunities from October 1st, 2015 to August 21st, 2017. That's crazy. So again, I like this move. Good luck to D-Rob in Philly. I think he'll enjoy his time there. Now, the Yankees, I don't think, are done with their bullpen dealings. I think that Adam Ottavino is still on the table. I saw something on Twitter about Ottavino with regards to his slider. I think it's a slider. It goes all over the place. And I can't remember who posted it. May have been Max Wildstein. He posted a little gif of Ottavino throwing his slider and the catcher having to range like 5 feet to his right to catch the ball. And he said, can you imagine Gary Sanchez trying to catch the slider? And, you know, if that's the case, if they sign Ottavino and he can't catch his slider, then just put someone else behind the plate. Austin Romine's still here, isn't he? It's not a big deal. Just sign the guy. I think he'd be a good addition to the Yankees, too. So up next, we're going to talk Manny Machado. Because what else is there to talk about? We'll talk about him. We'll discuss the Yankees making insane amounts of money and not spending it the way that they should, like most major league teams. But in their case, it's a lot more noticeable because they make so much more money than everyone else. So that's coming up next. But first, let's discuss Manny Machado, because everyone else is, and because he's all anyone can talk about. I almost feel bad for Bryce Harper because no one's paying attention to him, even though he hasn't been signed yet. But I believe that Bryce Harper will probably end up with the Dodgers, because the Dodgers, during the time that I wasn't podcasting, traded away Yasiel Puig and Matt Kemp to the Reds. So, and as soon as that happened, everyone's like, oh man, they're going to sign Harper. And then nothing happened. It's like, hello, what's going on? Why aren't you signing these guys? You know, I know things are different now. The free agency market is different. Guys aren't signing as soon as they used to. Like, a lot of the big signings were done in December in past years. And now it's like, if it happens in February, we're lucky, which is just strange. And it makes the whole hot stove season boring. You know, I mean, who's really, I mean, okay. sure, it's great that the Yankees brought Zach Britton back on a 3-year deal, but like in the grand scheme of things, who cares? Someone needs to sign Manny Machado. Just do it already. And I don't understand the holdup. I don't understand why the Yankees would be even balking at this. Sign him. He's 26 years old. He's one of the best players in baseball. He still hasn't even hit his prime yet. What are you waiting for? In reality, the Yankees have the money to sign Machado. They have the money to sign Harper. They have the money to sign at least 3 other free agents if you look at how much revenue they make. But they can't do that, obviously, because it would put everyone else at a big disadvantage. Every other team that has billions of dollars that doesn't want to spend it because they're cheapskates. I don't understand the Yankees' hesitation. It's unfathomable to me that they will not sign this person because he may not run out a ground ball. Remember how everyone always complained about Robinson Cano being so nonchalant and not running out balls and blah, blah, blah. Do you remember Robinson Cano being injured all the time with leg injuries? No, because he wasn't running full strength to first base on a ground out. Like, what's the big deal? And how many guys did you see with hamstring injuries and quad injuries and twisted ankles and this and that because they're trying to hustle out a sure ground ball out? Like, come on. Give me a break. Just talk to him and be like, okay, maybe you shouldn't be so vocal about the fact that you don't want to hustle sometimes. That's all you got to say to him. And then sign him to whatever money he wants because this is the free agency class that we were all talking about like 3 years ago. Oh my God, Manny Machado and Bryce Harper, they're going to be available at the same time. It's going to be insane. You know, I remember people joking about the Yankees getting both of them. And, you know, you knew that wasn't going to happen. And especially when the Yankees got Stanton last season and with the emergence of Judge but they could. If they hadn't signed Gardner, they could have fit Harper in there. If they were of the thought that they weren't going to go after Manny Machado, get at least one of the big free agents. What are you doing? You know, I don't want to sound like one of those obnoxious Yankee fans, even though I just sounded like an obnoxious Yankee fan for the past 5 minutes. If they don't sign one of those two players, this offseason's a failure. Sorry. This is the offseason we were waiting for. This is the year that we were all, they're going to sign one of these two guys. It's going to be great. Everyone's going to hate the Yankees again. And now Hal doesn't want to do it because he suddenly doesn't want to spend money. What is the matter with you? And Brian Cashman talking about, oh, Troy Tulowitzki is going to be our starting shortstop and blah, blah, blah. What? Get out of here. That's ridiculous. You sign Manny Machado when he's available. That's it. Bottom line. You sign him. You do whatever it takes to get him to come to the Yankees. If he wants to wear A-Rod's number, which I don't think the Yankees would have a problem giving out A-Rod's number. And speaking of A-Rod, why isn't he involved in this? Why don't you have him chirping into Manny Machado's ear every freaking day, talking about how great it is to be a Yankee? You're going to love being a Yankee. I don't understand. Do you understand? Let me know. Tweet at me if you understand what the Yankees are doing right now. Also, tweet at me if you agree with me that the Yankees are being ridiculous cheapskates and that they should sign Machado no matter what. Because I think they should. So that's it for Locked On Yankees. I have been your host, Stacey Gatsoulias. You can follow me on Twitter at the Locked On Yankees account or at my personal account, StaceGots. And once again, you can email questions to lockedonnyy@gmail.com. You can also rate this podcast on Apple and on Google. You can subscribe at Apple, Google, Spotify, and Stitcher. And if you could be so kind, please rate this podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans and your fellow baseball fans. I know I didn't really talk about the rest of baseball, but we have all week to do that because it's a new year. It's a new week. What's that song? I think is it Michael Bublé? I apologize to Michael Bublé and to all of you for attempting to sing this early in the morning while I'm dealing with sinus issues. So anyway, have a good Monday. I hope that Manny Machado doesn't sign while I'm uploading this podcast, but it would be my luck. And I will talk to you all tomorrow.